What the fuck is a reboot?
Hello and welcome back to Clerks Minute Reboot, the show where we are looking at the 2019 Kevin Smith movie, James Tolliver Reboot, 5 minutes at a time. I'm your Blake.
I'm Kyle Stugans.
Very simple. Let's bring on our guests for this episode. It is my best friend and my co-host over at the Blake and Sal Show with Mark. Sal, welcome to the show.
Where am I?
I believe you. I believe you're in front of the quick stop. That's what you're doing right now.
Oh.
What's funny is I actually my background is the secret stash, but I could probably change it. That's the picture I took in front of the secret. I took a picture, and that is my picture by the stash. But I'll do this, and I'll change it to my picture that I took at the quick stop. Legitimately, the picture I took. So we match for this episode.
Okay.
So there you go. Yours is from the movie. Mine's actually in person. So.
Yeah.
So anyway. Let's get into this. So Sal, I'll ask you like I ask everybody, what is your history with this movie? When is the first time you've seen it when I asked you to do this movie, or did you actually see it before this?
Believe it or not, this is the first time I've watched.
Fair enough. You're not the only one.
Yeah. I'm bad.
You're fine. Well, what did you think of this movie?
I enjoyed it. It was really funny. Well, I mean, they're all funny, so it's kind of, you know, redundant to say that.
Fair enough.
But, no, I really enjoyed it. It was really good.
Yeah, as we've been joking around, this is the most meta movie in this collection by far. But we don't deal with a lot of the meta-ness here. A lot yet. Not in the first half of these minutes. But, let's get right into our minutes here. Because we are picking up where we left off last episode with Millie and, What's the deaf chick's name? I always forget it.
Sopapia.
They're threatening Jane, Silent and Bob to take them on the road trip to Hollywood, which I love this whole entire spiel because it's like we're threatening, and then she goes and says, "We'll kill you," and then we'll say self defense because this is the home of the Chicago's favorite lesbian weatherman, and I'll get off like a porn star, and you guys will be dead. Uh-huh. Wow, that really, really escalated quickly.
Very quickly.
So I do love it, though. By the way, we were asking everybody, what do you think of Harley Quinn Smith in this movie?
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. What was that?
What do you think of Harley Quinn in this movie?
I mean, I enjoyed.
Fair enough. It's a tough one because it's one of those things where I enjoy her in this movie a lot. But everyone's like, well, of course she's in this movie. Her father's the director. But at the same time, she did this and went to Planet Hollywood at the same time. So.
Oh.
So that's interesting when you think about it. She did a real serious movie.
Yeah.
And then she did this.
Yeah,
she did
this.
I don't know. I enjoy it. As we've been joking around, though, she's acting more than anybody else in this movie. She's acting. Like, a lot. Which is weird how much she's actually acting. But I do love how she throws in his face, "You're not my father," at Jay.
Right.
Oh, that one hurts.
Oh.
A little bit.
I think at that point he would have just taken the stabbing.
Oh. It would have stabbed right to the heart.
Yeah. It's a shot to the heart, and she's to blame.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Okay.
Well, yeah, the other thing with them saying, well, it's the home of everybody's favorite lesbian weather woman, and we'll get off like a porn star. Yeah, that's what people thought about Jussie Smollett, too.
Sometimes I said a lot of jokes up there.
Yeah.
Well, in the background, we start up our next song of this soundtrack, which this is for funny part of the, I came from a French, the last couple of movies I've done were Miracle and D3, which didn't have a lot of music at all. There was like maybe a couple of song cues in both movies. This movie is so jam-packed with music. It is ridiculous.
Yes.
The song we have playing is Come My Way by Nappy Roots, which I gotta admit, I like this song. Like, I did not expect to like this song as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one of the newer songs on this entire soundtrack. And when I say newer song, I love the fact that the newer song, I've said this before, but I'll say it again, the newer song selections came from a Harley's boyfriend.
Oh,
so that's okay. Where the songs came from. This is actually off the 2021 album. The album actually just came out in 21. The single came out in 2019. It's off the album Nappy.org. Nappy.org. That is the name of the album. Not a joke.
Okay.
That's a really strange album title. Yeah. But but I do really enjoy this song, so I can't really complain.
I was going to say, as far as odd titles go, they have to compete with David Bowie.
True. Mm. Very, very true. Mm. But I always, by the way, I always love when the lyric, when I have the subtitles on, the lyrics of the song come up. But that always cracks me up. I do find it funny. The joke is funny. That Jay questions why the deaf kid has to be the DJ. How does she even know? Like, how deaf is she? That deaf? Like, she's obviously that deaf from doing sign language this entire movie. But like, I don't understand how she even. How does this work? Like, I don't know deaf. I don't know the people that are deaf, this deaf.
Apparently, deaf people are good DJs and they grow good weed. I mean, I don't know.
Apparently, that's what I'm learning here.
Maybe it's like Beethoven. She just senses the vibrations.
Ooh, that's a good call, actually. That's actually a very good call. I like that. The Soapy Pia is the Beethoven of this movie.
If Beethoven were a DJ.
Well, it works for me. It works for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, we just had it. I'm gonna take it out of the show for 1 second. Let me just read it a second. Read it one more time. Apparently, someone was arrested in front of the school a few minutes prior to school being let out. He was an adult in his 30s, right in front of the school. Wow. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Jesus Christ! What the fuck's going on today? What the hell is going on? This weather is like.
Where the hell do you live?
Is it literally? Is it literally just? This is supposed to be the safe part of town. It's supposed to be the safe part. Yeah. It's not like downtown. I dealt with all day. There was an Amber Alert downtown, and because I was so like, and my phone kept going off while I had my headphones in for an Amber Alert 18 times while I was working today. Oh my fucking god!
Like legit, or was it like a cat walked across the keyboard? Again?
It was a legit Amber Alert, but like it was a legit Amber Alert. But the damn alert kept going off on my phone while I'm trying to listen to something while I'm working. I'm like, ah! I had a headache after a while after that.
So did they also impound the guy's paneled van with candy and a box of puppies?
Anyway, let's move back to the movie. So yeah, Soapy is our Beethoven, apparently. That's what we're going with here.
Yes.
And so I think it's hysterical that Kevin Smith, wrote lines for his daughter to say in front of him in a movie talking about dodos and strap-ons. Like, he wrote this into the script. Like, really? This is what we're doing.
Would you expect any less?
It's just so funny to me that this is what Kevin did. Like,
I mean, talk about like putting your, you know, offspring in an awkward position.
Especially when we have him like staring at her for no reason too, which is even funnier. It's such a weird scene to realize this is what he wrote. Like, this is not off script. This is what he did.
Why? He's put his wife into awkward situations.
But it's different. I think it's different when it's your wife than it's your offspring. It's completely different. And then she whips out the weed. Which is hysterical to me. Because funny part is, we're having this whole conversation about dildos and everything. And then she whips out this weed that looks like a dildo. Like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, it's so fucking weird because it's like red and shaped. It's really strange. I don't know what they did that for.
Wait, is it weed or a bong?
It's weed. It's straight up, she said it's weed. It might be a bong, but it is weed. And they start talking about she shouldn't be able to smoke weed at 18. It's actually... Funny part about this in here, Kevin says this on his tours, when he does like his speaking tours. He says, "I didn't start smoking until I was 35, and then I was the most productive I've ever been in my life. So take my advice and don't start smoking until you're in your 30s.
Oh, by the way, talk about cock smoking.
Ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, bum. Could not be thought of that, could you?
No.
Hey. So I love how Jay's trying to parent, even though she doesn't know that he's trying to parent. Like, what?
Right.
This is such a stupid scene. Like, what?
Yeah, just give the man points for trying, though.
He is trying. I mean, he's definitely trying. Yeah. But it's like, what the fuck? Seriously, dude? You're supposed to be hiding that. You're supposed to be hiding it. You're supposed to be so fucking obvious.
And the fight broke out.
Yeah. So they have this argument. And then she goes and tells him that she gets them candy. Which, if you no matter what happens, it's obvious where she's going with this joke. It's so obvious where she's going with this that she breaks out the edibles. And this is so ridiculous to me. It is so funny because she knew exactly what she was doing and then gets them. She, by the way, this these edibles kick in quickly. Like, oh my fucking God. This kick fucking fast. Oh my God.
Something tells me there's more than just weed in those.
Or it's just a really high potent thing, as they explain here. It's extremely potent. And they pass the fuck out.
Yes, they did.
It's 50 times the recommended dosage.
Oh.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And yet Tommy Chong will shrug it off like it's nothing.
Later in the movie, not here. That's later in the movie. Our Tommy Chong jokes are later. Here, we don't have Tommy Chong. We have Method Man and Red Man.
Yes. Jersey's finest.
So I remember when I sent this to Sal, like, Sal, what do you want? And I sent him the spreadsheet with all the minutes. And he immediately jumped on this. Even if you've never seen the movie, why did you jump on Method Red?
Because it was, I mean, I knew of the scene because I remember when the movie came out, I heard about it. So it was a good opportunity for me to watch it. And their words of wisdom are just perfect. Like you could put it in a book. That's how good it was.
Yeah, I got it. I did not expect the parental advice of this movie. Like a straight up serious scene about parental advice. Like, this is what we're doing. Never thought to see it. A straight up serious scene about parental advice coming from Method Man and Red Man in a dream. In a fucking weed coma. Not even a dream sequence. Like, there's even more than that.
Now go back and let the fact that you just said that as a sentence sink in.
And here's the best part about it. It was a callback to the beginning of the movie. Like, they reference How High at the beginning of this movie. It is a callback. So not only is he doing this, it's a payoff.
I've said this elsewhere. We need to see the four of them do a road movie together.
I just want to see more of this scene. Like, I don't want to see how, like, the outtakes of this. Like, we're the behind the scenes of this scene. Like, we've seen what, like, maybe three minutes of them? And, like, it's literally in your 5-minute chunk is their whole scene. But, like, they obviously filmed this for hours. Like, I would love to know what that scene was like. Like, oh my God, that must have been so much fun. Like,
I bet.
Because they're fucking, the only person that's not stoned is Jay, because Jay can't smoke because of his all his drug issues. But like the other three are stoned out of their minds. Like, this is fucking had to be amazing. Like, like, oh my God, because at least like, and the four of them get to act against each other. Because it's not like later when we have the Tommy Chan joke, but like Kevin's not acting off of him or anything like that. This is, the four of them are like, it's hysterical to me. This is the thing. Oh my God. And also they have the Reddit reference, which made me laugh too. Like, why is Method Man referencing Reddit on a Kevin Smith movie? I didn't laugh. But so Jay asked for advice, parenting advice, like legit parenting advice. But the fact that this whole season, Kyle has been giving me shit for some of the lines I have to say when we're going through this show, like, this movie. Like, sometimes I have to say the most ridiculous lines, like we just made a minute ago. But the fact that the sentence in the script says, "Great masters of the green, I just found out I have a kid, and that kid Rufy does the chocolates."
And I just love how out of context Great Masters of the Green, we could just be talking to Arnold Palmer or Jack Nicklaus.
But we are not. Yeah. That's not how this movie works.
Actually, I think that would have made it just 10 times funnier.
More random. More fucking random as hell. We've had enough random cameos in this movie.
Yeah, right.
But I do love the fact that the first thought is not that. The first thought is, if you got a kid that didn't get you that stoned, damn another kid just like that one. Come on. Give me a break. Ay. But so for real, he needs advice on how to be a father or a dad or whatever we're doing here. And we literally have the legit conversation that comes up all the damn time in every fucking in real world conversation on how anyone could be a father, but not everyone could be a dad. That is pretty much the summary of this conversation. Yes. But they do it in such a bizarre way of doing it.
It's one of those where I've said it before. You just gotta love how you can jump through, have to jump through hoops to adopt a dog, but yet any two people can fucking be considered parents.
It's valid. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. And it's not fair, really. It's not right. I mean, but the crazy part is, like, and we'll say this, like, Sal wants to have kids. He has to go through this whole process for adoption and all this kind of stuff, too. You know what I mean? It's like, but like, a man and a woman can just fuck and have a kid.
Yeah.
And it's like, not fair. It's just not fair. But anyway.
What can you do?
Exactly. So but I love the fact that my favorite part of this whole scene is that right at the end of the scene.
Is the end?
Right at the end. Not even that. The last part with Method and Red.
I didn't realize that was going to happen. And I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting.
But we'll get to that in a second. But my favorite part with it here is the fact that he goes, he's like, anyone with cum can make a kid. And then goes and says, but only love can make you a dad. And Matt goes and says, you can't, why are you talking about love and flicking cum all over the place? What the fuck is that? That is such a great line that I did not expect. Oh my God. So we have all this, and then they just keep talking. And the best part of this advice is the fact that he goes and says, just think of all the shit your dad did wrong to you and do the opposite, which is a very fair advice. It's a very fair advice.
Actually, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a very good advice, actually. Always do the opposite if you had a bad parenting. Mm-hmm. And I mean, very smart. But then we get the fuck out and hit the road. And this is where we come out of this. And we realized, by the way, in the next couple of minutes that they were out for a while. They were out for a while in this little fantasy world. And we have the road. And then, Sal, you said, you end our minutes with Jay's ass. That's where we end our minutes.
With him in a very interesting position.
Yeah. But the funny part is, like, we re-recorded this episode because we're doing a little out of water. And our next guest opened up with this sequence. Like, he opens it up with this. So you're ending it, and our next guest opens with this. Like, it's like, what the fuck? It's such a weird moment. Here's your minutes. Oh, shit. That's what we're
opening with. All I can say is if this was a segment of Let Us Fuck, this would probably be called The Boons Over My Hammy.
Ooh. I like that. I like that. Why didn't we think of that one? I like that one. Ay. So that is where we end our minutes, which I like. I like this. This is a lot of fun. These were a lot of fun. And it's actually, and it's, I gotta say, this was a really good thing to go through. And it might be one of our shorter episodes, which is not a bad thing, because we're exhausted. This has been a long season. And for those listening, by the way,
it's like a lot happens, but it's condensed.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very fast 5 minutes. Like, a lot happens in 5 minutes, but not a lot happens in 5 minutes either. So, Sal, any other thoughts on, not even just this minute, but this movie in general, since we do have a few extra minutes here?
It's, another cult classic, It's just another one of those in the franchise that, it's just very enjoyable, and it's not, I don't want to say that it's not mainstream, because that's going to make it sound like it's a crappy movie, but it's just the way they're all made, Especially like for us, being from here and stuff like that, it's fun. It's fun, and it's like our own little movie,
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I have to fully agree with that. What's fun about it is, like, this whole movie, as we've been joking around, is very, very meta. And it's very like, look at that. Look at this person. Look at this. And at the same time, as we learned in these 5 minutes, there's a real story in the background. Like, we have a legit story going on. Which is nice. Like, they're not just, this is not just like fluff or just like them goofing around. They're actually telling a story in the background of all the weirdness. Like, which makes us different than most movies they do in this kind of franchise. Which I appreciate. Which wrap things up a little sooner than normal, which is not a bad thing for us for this season. Next week, we bring on Tyler Bureau from High School Musical. Sorry, I shouldn't say. Tyler Bureau from Wildcat Minute. I keep forgetting that. From Wildcat Minute.
Yes.
He's the first time coming into my world. I've been on his show a couple of times. It's the first time coming on to this world. So that's fun. Normally, Sal, I say, give us plugs. But we have the same plugs. So I might as well just do the whole spiel I do on the end of the shows. Listen to the Blake and Sal Show with Mark every single solitary Friday. We are, when this episode drops, we are, I'm trying to get my spreadsheet here, we are right at the end of June, so we are getting right into the crazy, like, Money in the Bank SummerSlam season. So that's interesting.
Oh, joy.
Yeah, right at the end of this. So, because so, Money in the Bank is 4th of July weekend. So we're getting right into that. That's crazy. So we're getting right into that. But let's get out of here now, though. Thank you, Sal, for taking time out. It took us forever to get this episode recorded, but I'm glad we did it.
This was to happen, like, what, 5 weeks ago?
At least. Well, the note was, I got sick, and then I went on vacation, and then you had issues on your end, and then we had, like, a whole bunch of stuff go on, and, like, it's been chaotic. Like, and then when the season's over, I'm going to put up a post that's explaining how bizarre this season has been recording-wise. That's been nuts. So, let's get out of here. Thank you again, Sal. Let's get out of here. You've been listening to Clerks Minute Reboot. Thank you all for listening. I'm Blake.
I'm Kyle.
Have a good day, everybody.
Oh, Masters of the Green.
Noinch, noinch, noinch. Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers, rolling baddies, smoking blunts. Who smokes the blunts? Who smoked the blunts? Rolling blunts and smoking.